Hello everyone and welcome to the Property Investment Blueprint Podcast. Imagine being able to earn passive income, build generational wealth whilst gaining total freedom from your business or job. That is what Property Investment Blueprint Podcast is all about. I am your host, Rahim Bah. In less than 5 years, I was able to start my property investment journey from zero to building a multi-million pound property investment portfolio that generates passive income that allows my wife and I to quit our jobs. And now I want to show you how to do the same. I will share with you how to create wealth without creating a job. You will learn the exact same investment strategies I use to multiply my net worth to over seven figures all before the age of 30. If you want to learn all about low-risk property investing, achieve financial freedom, and live the life you truly desire, this podcast is going to show you exactly how to do it. Hey guys, how to choose between banks and real estate investment to maximize the profit you make from the money invested? You see, I've been asked so many times, what is the best efficient way and an investment that would give you better return on your investment than it is to leave your money in the bank? So in this video, that's what I'm going to share with you. Hey guys, my name is Rahim. Welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, smash the like button below, subscribe to my channel because I talk about property investment, personal development, and how to gain financial freedom. So before we get to that, I'd like to thank each and everybody for subscribing to my channel. The channel is growing immensely. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I very much appreciate all your support and everything you've been bringing into this channel. Without you, the channel wouldn't have been where it is right now. So, but we've done a research, we've realized 35% of the people that are watching my videos have not hit that subscribe button. If you know you're one of those, I kindly ask you to smash that subscribe button now. And whilst you're there, hit the like button so YouTube will push the video out there to more and more people and it gets a bigger and bigger reach. So thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that. You see, when deciding between investing in banks through savings accounts, CDs or bonds and real estate for maximizing profit, it's important for you to consider the following things I'm going to be sharing with you now. The first thing you're going to be looking at is your return on your investment. What sort of return do you want in your investment? Banks generally offer a low return on your investment due to low interest rate on savings and fixed income investment. So in essence, because it's safer investment, you get less return on your investment, whereas property potentially gives you higher return on your investment through rental income and capital appreciation and leveraging from other people to make your investment fruitful and to reduce the risk that involves in investing. So doing that then would allow you to expedite your investment process. The second thing you need to consider is the risk factor. You see, banks, they have lower risk as savings account and CDs are often insured up to certain limits. So literally, you know that then you would get that little bit of money that you've put down, little interest on it. Whereas property is higher risk due to market volatility, potential for negative cash flow when the property is vacant, and management challenges as well. Sometimes you get the wrong management agent. They might cause you headaches. But the return that you can get from bringing that risk there sometimes outweigh the risk that you incur for managing people. Number three, let's talk about liquidity. This is how easy are you able to get your money if you need it right now. When it comes to bank, it's highly liquid. It allows you to have quick access on your funds. You can go to the bank right now and collect your money. Nobody will stop you. Whereas when it comes to property, it's lower liquidity as you have to sell the property. And selling property sometimes can take time and it may be impacted with market condition and market fluctuation as well. In essence, if you got a property, you cannot just sell it straight away and get the money. Whereas bank, you can go and get your money straight away. But the return you're making in that property, again, still gives you better return on your investment. Now, let's look at the fourth aspect of it. Tax advantages. Bank interest income typically is taxable. You hardly have fewer benefits when it comes to the interest that the bank pays you. Okay, when it comes to taxation, when it comes to property, it offers tax deduction on your mortgage interest, operating expenses for running the property tax, and also you can claim some capital gains from those properties as well, or capital allowances from the property itself. So basically, there's so many ways you can deduct expenses from the property. The big thing I like us to look at now is inflation hedging. You see, bank fixed incomes may lose purchasing power over time, especially if the bank is not paying you high return on your investment, right? If they're paying you lower interest, that means inflation will be eating in. When it comes to property, it's often considered as a good hedge against inflation, as property values and rents tend to rise with inflation, so they work with inflation. The more inflation goes, guess what? The more money you make on your rental income, whilst also pushes the value of your property. In essence, you're making money in two ways: renting the property and sitting waiting for the capital, the price of the property, to go up. And the sixth thing I'm talking about here is capital requirement. When it comes to bank, you don't need lots of money to start investing. You can start even with £100 to invest in CDs and stuff like that. But when it comes to property, it requires you an initial capital. You need to put down payment in order for you to buy the property. It could be 25%, 10%, whatever percent that bank may be able to give you, but it's normally 10 to 25%. So you need that money in order for the bank to be able to lend you the 75% to start your investment. Number seven, time and management effort. You see, when it comes to bank, you put your money in, right? It requires minimal time and effort, but obviously you get the interest on that basis as well. When it comes to a property, it requires you to actively looking at your management, what's included, what the tenants are doing, whether they're paying their rent. Also, maintenance would need to be taken into account as well. Sometimes you need to get your handyman, your builders, to go and fix your property for you to ensure that it's fixed at a reasonable price, not at your agent's price. So these are the things that may involve. But if you've already built this power team around, you don't need to do any of that. So choosing between banks and property investment depends on your financial goal and your risk tolerance, as well as your investment horizon and willingness to manage the investment. When it comes to property, property offers you higher return on investment, significant return on investment, while gives you tax advantages. But again, it comes with risk and managing the demand, whereas you need to be knowing what you're getting into before you get into it. Bank investment offer you safe liquidity, and the cost of lower return is there. Diversifying across both type of investment may probably gives you a better return on your investment. So to conclude, my opinion, right? I like to make my money work a bit harder for me. So how does my money work a bit harder for me? It's looking at real estate, because property is what makes you rich, not that money you put on CDs, savings account, ISAs. It doesn't get you anywhere. They pay you less than 1%. So basically, if inflation is 10-15%, you're losing for saving. Okay, as you already know, buying property hedges against inflation. When inflation goes up, the property price goes up. When inflation goes up, the rent goes up. As I said, you're making money in two ways: renting and capital appreciation. There's a risk there, obviously, but that risk can be mitigated by educating yourself, having the right power team, and at the same time, leveraging from other people in order to reduce your risk drastically. So I really hope this video has been helpful. If this video has been helpful, smash the like button below. Subscribe to my channel for more amazing videos. That's all for today. And thanks to our guests for sharing their property investment journey with us. It has been a truly inspirational story to me, and I hope it has been an inspiration to you too, to take the leap of faith to start or scale your property investment adventure. In the meantime, if you would like to share your investment journey, I have made it really easy. Just go to rahimbad.com/guest. Fill out a short questionnaire to sign up, and we will get in touch. Whilst you're there, sign up for my monthly newsletter to get your property investment news and updates, or connect with me in Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Rahim Bar, and TikTok, Rahim Bar 101. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to smash the like button and leave me a review wherever you're listening or watching from. I shall see you next time.